Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. Yo, it's Farrell, styling, coming off a little beach run, hitting the surf, hitting the boogie board, getting some rays, and now back on C2C gigging with you. I was able to catch the Yankees-Royals series. It started Thursday night, and that was Carver High birthday night, and the Yankees won that one 1-0. Then on Friday, they blew out the Royals with a late splurge of runs, 11-5 bombers. That was on my birthday, the 29th. Then on Saturday, they did it again, blew out the Royals 8-2. And we'll talk more about that game. Sunday, they had a lead 6-4 after a Russo homer, but they lost the game. Salvi Perez with a giant three-run shot in the ninth, and Kansas City stole the last game of the four-game set 8-6. You go back to the first game of the series, you get Aaron Judge's walk-off home run. It's his third of the year to win a game, and that was the difference, one zip. He hit it to dead center, 431 feet. It was All Rise's 39th of the year, and he hit it off Barlow with nobody on and one out. At that point, he had 83 RBIs, and that won the game. Holmes got the win. He improved to 5-1. He worked an inning, gave up 2 walks, struck out 1. Jameson Schatz of Tyone started that game, went 6 innings, gave up 4 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 8 strikeouts. Brilliant performance. His ERA at 3.72. So on Friday night, on Farrell's birthday, the Yankees won it 11-5, as I mentioned. And Judge does it again, a grand slam, his 41st home run of the season. He had already hit his 40th in the third inning with LeMahieu on it, made it 3-0 Yankees. And then the G-spot was 370 to right. Hicks, Kiner, Falefa, and LeMahieu all scored on it, and that rounded out the scoring at 11-5 because Kansas City made it a game in the fifth. Merrifield single to right, and Garcia scored, and Lopez did as well to make it 3-2. Then in the fifth, Salvi Perez homers to dead center, 424 feet, and Melendez and Merrifield scored. It was a 5-3 Royal lead. But in the eighth, Benintendi, who they got in a trade while I was gone with Kansas City, then they played against each other. How funny is that? He reached on an infield single. Rizzo scored on that play, making it 5-4 Royals. Then Hicks in the eighth, walked. Torres scored, tying the game. Benintendi went to second, Donaldson to third, then IKF singled to left, shallow shot over the infield. Donaldson scored. It was 6-5 Yankees. Trevino grounded out to third, and Benintendi scored on that play. It was 7-5 Bombers before Aaron Judge stepped up to the plate and raked the shot to right. So the Bombers had taken the first two of that series. Cole started, went six innings, gave up seven hits, five runs all earned, struck out nine. His ERA, impressive, 3.30. Chapman pitched an inning, struck out one. Abreu pitched an inning, gave up a hit, that was it. And Wandy Peralta, an inning, gave up a hit and struck out three. His ERA at 2.37. Abreu's at 2.22. And Chapman's starting to find his fastball again, which is huge for the Yankees, considering Holmes is starting to have problems all of a sudden. I'll speak of those later. So on Saturday, Aaron Judge became the second fastest to 200 home runs as the Yankees beat the Royals 8-2. Judge, the second fastest player in Major League history to reach 200 career home runs. LeMahieu started the scoring in the first with a homer to center field, 410 feet. It was one zip. Then Torres doubled to deep right. It was like almost a gap shot. Judge scored. Benintendi went to third. It was two zip. In the second, Judge homers to right, 364 feet. Trevino scored. It was 4-0 bombers. The guy is absolutely lit on fire. That Judge shot is 42nd off Heasley with one on and two out as he continued to rake against the Royals. It was his 90th and 91st RBIs on the season with another shot. LeMahieu had two RBIs in the game, 40 on the season. Carpenter, 36 RBIs. Torres, 46 RBIs. Benintendi, 41 RBIs. And that was all just by Saturday. Nasty Nestor Cortez pitched, got the win. He's 9-3, went five hard innings. Gave up two runs, both earned, two walks, five strikeouts. His ERA, a brilliant 2.53. What a stud Cortez has been for the Pinstripers. Chapman pitched an inning. He looked sharp, two strikeouts. Schmidt got the save, his second. Worked three innings, had five strikeouts. His ERA, 2.40. And then I told you that on Sunday, Salvi Perez unloaded with a go-ahead three-run shot for the Royals in the ninth inning to come back on the Yankees in the Bronx and win 8-6. So Kansas City salvages a game in the four-game set in the Bronx. It was a wild game. Prado singled to left in the fifth. Pasquantino scored. So did Taylor. It was 2-0 Royals. They got more in the fifth. Garcia doubled to right. Melendez scored. Then Merrifield grounded out to short. Prado scored. It was 4-0 in the fifth. But then getting Higgy with it, had a single in the bottom of the fifth. Carpenter scored. It was 4-1. So the Bombers were on the board. Then it was DJ LeMahieu's turn. He homered to right, had a big series, 350 feet. Higgy scored. It was 4-3. They were still down. But in the seventh, Rizzo time. He homers to deep right, 418 feet. Hicks and Judge were on. It was 6-4 Yankees. They were going crazy in the boogie down for Rizzo. It was Anthony's 25th. In the seventh inning, off Coleman, a three-run shot with one out. LeMahieu, another big game, two more RBIs, 42 on the season. Rizzo, three RBIs, 62 on the season. Higashioka, 16th RBI. Montgomery started for New York through four innings, gave up four runs, all earned, walked two, struck out six, ERA 3.69. Then Abreu pitched an inning and two-thirds, struck out one. Wandy Peralta got into the game, got an out. That was his job, got it done. Loaiza, an inning. Marinaccio, an inning, gave up an earned run. Holmes gave up the home run to Perez. He was the loser, 5-2, blew his third save, two-thirds of an inning, three earned runs, one walk, and the home run to Perez, and then he was replaced as the Yankees were down 8-6. Clark got the win for Kansas City. They're 40-62, 14 games back in the AL Central. Of course, the Twins lead the division by a game and a half over Cleveland, 2.5 over Chicago, 13.5 over the Tigers. Meanwhile, when the game ended on Sunday, the Yankees' lead was 11.5 over Toronto in the AL East. Tampa 14.5 back, Baltimore 17.5 deep, Boston in last place, if you can believe it, they were 18 back. You know, after Kershaw got roughed up by the Dodgers in that Rocky series in Colorado that LA lost on Saturday, they bounced back on Sunday. Gonsolin was the winner. He won his 12th game for LA. His ERA 2.41. He got it done in the thin air. LA had a 12.5 game lead on Sunday over the second place Padres. San Francisco's so far deep, it doesn't even matter what they do. Same thing for Rotto in Arizona. They're just even deeper back and in trouble. They're finished. The Braves and Mets both won on Sunday. How about the Mets? They quietly have won 6 in a row, and they kept their 3-game lead over Atlanta in the NL East. The Braves had won 3 in a row on Sunday, and Philly 5 in a row. So basically, those three are some of the hottest teams in baseball. Think about Judge for a second. He had that 200th home run on Saturday in his 671st career game behind just Ryan Howard. Remember him with the Phillies, who did it in 09 in 658 games. Can you believe this guy just raking homers? He's on pace for 67 home runs. He's tied with Sammy Sosa and 2 behind Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire for the most before August 1st in baseball history. Of course, Bonds has the season record with 73 homers in 01. He got a standing ovation this weekend. But how about Aaron Judge? 9 homers and 21 RBIs with a 436 batting average in 10 games since the All-Star break. That's crazy. After he had just 1 homer in his first 13 games, Judge has hit 36 over his last 79 games and is on pace to pass Roger Maris's club record of 61 set in 1961. Wouldn't that be crazy to see this guy do it? You know, he hits one every day, every other day. It's just constant.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.